in recent months in particular, I've become quite worried that there's been a reduction in the services that the people of Moncona would expect. It's always been a concern since the abolition of the town council, and I think it was a retrograde step at the time, that the services could be reduced. And I think we're seeing somewhat of a realisation of that. The street sweeping has started to be reduced. The likes of the mower for the town, the lawnmower, is getting shared with Moville, which obviously leads to a reduction in the amount of days that can be used. I don't think we have enough gardening staff year-round. The amount of grass that we have in the town now has doubled with the increase in the size of Swans Park, so I think we need staff to reflect that. So next Monday's council plenary is sitting at the Donegal County Council. I'm going to move a motion to review the services in the town since the abolition of the town council, see if there's any shortfalls since that time, and if we do identify any shortfalls, I'll be proposing that we move to fill those gaps and give Buncrana the resources it needs to fully flourish.
And it's exciting. It's an exciting time for Buncrana anyway, with the shorefront getting underway. Do you notice people are maybe overlooking the smaller details in response to a bigger plan coming along?
Yeah, it's a very, very exciting time for Buncrana. And in fairness to the council, they've invested a lot in the future of Buncrana. We will hopefully see the shorefront development moving upwards of €20 million investment, coupled with the new leisure centre. It'll be fantastic with the new school going in there. And we do have Swan Park, which is a fantastic amenity. But I do think we just need to keep on top of the day-to-day maintenance of the town. I think The staff that we have are fantastic. We just need more of them, more hours there. The Tidy Towns volunteers in Moncrana are second to none. They've claimed gold medal after gold medal in the town. But I just think we need that bit more. We can't be clawing back. We can't lose what we've already had. So I think it's important that we focus on that and again, let Moncrana flourish and become the national tourist destination that I think it can be.